The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as we mentioned, Ireland has banned two Israeli ministers from entering this country. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has confirmed that Israeli ministers Ben-Gvir and Smotrich have been banned from travelling to Ireland. And we have been joined now by former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert. Good evening to you. Thank you for joining us, Ehud. We do appreciate it. Your reaction to this largely symbolic gesture, I suppose, from the Irish government, because presumably neither Minister Ben-Gvir nor Smotrich had any intention of coming here?
Yeah, unfortunately. I wish they would. I only hope that the legal authorities in Israel would take the necessary measures in order to indict them for the crimes they are committing against the national and security interests of the state of Israel. I hope that people in Ireland will understand that these two guys, unfortunately, they are in senior government positions, but the majority of Israelis oppose them, disagree with them, and are very, most likely they are not unhappy with the decision taken by the authorities in Ireland to ban them from traveling. As I said, unfortunately, I don't think they are planning to do it.
Yeah. Do you think that they might see this sanctioning by Ireland as a sort of a badge of honour?
Maybe yes. According to the basic attitudes, they probably will use it in this way. They will say that Ireland is anti-Semitic and so on and so forth. By the way, Ireland is not the first. I think they are banned from traveling by a few other European countries, and I hope that others will take these measures, and perhaps even others that can be of more effective and practical outcome against these two guys.
I don't know, did you see the videos of them with the members of the flotilla who had been detained, the taunting of them? Did you have a view on that?
Of course, I had a view, and I was ashamed, and I made an immediate, of course, comment criticizing, not just criticizing it, but distancing myself, and I'm sure that the majority of Israeli people that subscribe to my basic position, that they don't represent the basic values of humanity and of compassion, which characterized the state of Israel until they took over as government in Israel.
Okay. Ehud, obviously, Israel still embroiled in conflict in Lebanon, still embroiled in conflict with Iran, the ongoing issues in Gaza and the West Bank. It would appear that international opinion is largely hardening against it, even previously relatively staunch support for Israel from Europe appears to be softening in the wake of all this. Do you have a view on what Israel needs to do, or are you sort of despairing in some ways in terms of, I suppose, the way you see the direction of your country, or what is your position on all of this?
Look, fundamentally, I'm against this government. I'm against these policies of this government. I was against the initial ground operation of the Israeli army in the south of Lebanon, although it has to be recognize that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, and they have started the war against Israel on the 8th of October 2023. And as a result of their attacks, we had to evacuate tens of thousands of Israeli people that live in the north part of the country without any, there was no any conflict that justified their attacks against Israel in the first place. But since then, many things changed, and at the present time, there is, I believe, a chance to negotiate with the Lebanese government for what the President Awun said is even a potential peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. So we have to try and sort out a strategy that will allow us to cooperate with the Lebanese government in order to jointly operate to disarm the Hezbollah, which is dangerous to Lebanon just as much as they are dangerous to the security of the state of Israel, at least in the north part of our country. So while I absolutely 100% against this policy of the Israeli government and against the military operation presently on a ground operation in the south of Lebanon, at the same time, it is obvious that Hezbollah is a destabilizing force in the Lebanon and is dangerous and needs to be taken care of. But I think that preferably it has to be done jointly between Israel and the Lebanese government, and hopefully also with the participation of European countries that have influence in Lebanon, such as France and maybe others.
Okay. May I ask you lastly, Ehud, do you believe in the bona fides of Benjamin Netanyahu, that he seeks peace at all? Because many people would say that while this level of conflict persists, in some ways it protects his, I suppose, political life and his political skin.
I don't think that anyone can blame Netanyahu for wanting peace. He doesn't want peace. He doesn't want peace in Lebanon. He doesn't want peace in Gaza, and he doesn't want peace with Iran. He doesn't want peace. Iran doesn't want peace also. That's beside the point. But the strategy of the present Israeli government is not in favor of peace any place. And most Israelis now recognize and realize that the basic motivation of Netanyahu is to protect his own personal survivability and nothing else. He doesn't really defend the national security interest of the state of Israel. And this is something that hopefully we will be able to change in the coming elections scheduled to be in October. This is a fundamental need for the building up of a different atmosphere and the different relations between Israel and our neighbors.
And maybe lastly then, Ehud, do you expect that come those elections in October that we might see change in government in Israel? Is there an appetite for that among the Israeli people?
According to all the polls that were run in Israel in the last couple of years, including even just today or yesterday, there is a stable majority against the present coalition government of Netanyahu. So I hope it will not change. They will do everything possible in order to change it. I hope it will not change, and I hope that that majority will remain stable and persevere in order to build up a new government, almost regardless of who is the one that will be the prime minister. Anyone other than a member of the present coalition will make things entirely different.
Former President of Israel Ehud Olmert, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.